The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, with me now, though, in studio, Kevin McGahern, the comedian, Justine Stafford, comedian as well, both podcasters, because they've got a new show coming out tomorrow, the debut episode, The Lovely Show. Yes. How did you come up with that name?
Do you know what? We just drove ourselves absolutely mental trying to come up with a name for
something
ages.
Clever.
Something clever, something
a
catchy.
Pun. I like a good pun.
A good punny name.
Yeah, did you try ChatGPT?
No.
We never did that.
I don't think ChatGPT is good for comedy. It's the one thing it's failing on.
Mm.
But we had, I think the best title is My Therapist Ghosted Me.
Yeah.
So that was taken.
That was taken. Yeah.
You came up with that completely independent.
Yeah.
Then Justine said, actually, you know what? Sorry, let me just Google that before we record this.
I wanted to call it The Pat Kenny Show. I wanted to call it My Priest Relocated Me. But Justine wasn't hot on that one.
No. I was thinking Buckfast at Tiffany's, because I thought it was
like that.
Of, you know, breakfast. I thought it kind of incorporated a bit of our maybe more fancy
and there's
drinks.
There's a slight kind of sniff of sulfur off it as well. Bit of danger,
yes.
You know?
Yeah. It'll be illegal by the time our children are 18, I'd say.
Yeah. You could have an episode called Buckfast at Tiffany's.
Definitely.
Do you know what? Maybe
that's the way
to
do it.
Good
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
sneak
like
it in that way.
Yeah.
So what's the USP?
Oh my God.
The KPIs.
Oh yeah.
Let me look
jargon.
That up.
Love that. We should have ChatGPT'd that. I think it's, you know, we saw a podcast and we thought, we need to get in on the ground here.
Because yes, they're taking off.
The ground, they are.
You'll be out of a job.
Yeah, we're going to do an explainer after 5. What are podcasts?
I think we always wanted to do, anytime me and Kevin are at gigs, we always end up chatting and having the crack that we thought, like anyone, why don't we record this?
The world deserves to hear this crack.
Yeah,
we could be making
selfish
top dollar.
Of you to keep it to yourselves, really.
I think as well, when you're in Dublin and based here, and a lot of times at gigs, people from the country will come up to you and they love to hear their voice or accent or like just their backgrounds represented. And that's something I always want to try and bring.
Now that the
through.
Two Johnnies have left to offend, there's a culty gap.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
we're going to stand in that gap.
Oh, yeah. Like you wouldn't have failed. This is what we've been trained as a child to do.
Oh, yeah. Stand in the gap. There's another name for the podcast. That would really lean into the culty thing, you know.
Yeah.
Standing in the gap.
We should have.
With Justine and Kevin.
We need to.
It's a bit loose, maybe.
Launch a new podcast.
Well, this is after you're explaining some sort of prophylactic on your
shoulder blades. Well,
on your shoulder blades.
So, yeah, exactly. This
could you find
gel.
A harder place to rub something on?
I know. Well, you see, as someone quite rightly pointed out, that she wouldn't be up for it at all because she'd end up having to rub it on his back every morning,
unless,
which she didn't want to do. And it's easier just take the pill than give him a back massage.
Unless he had a paint roller.
Oh yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
I was going to say maybe that get them in the mood.
Oh yeah, you know, there you go.
You got to be careful now, Justine.
Yeah. Oh,
you see,
yeah.
this is how you end up with kind of unplanned twins or something, right? It takes 8 weeks for it to kick in.
Oh my god!
So you're rubbing that in. He's getting in the mood. Bit of a back massage, and you think, I'm absolutely washed in this stuff. Let's go at it. You know, none of the fancy stuff.
Oh,
then
that's
boom.
It. Yeah, that's when accidents happen.
No,
exactly.
Pull out is the only way to go.
You wouldn't trust.
That's another name for the podcast.
You wouldn't trust a man either, really, would you?
No, I'd be honest.
Absolutely not. No,
no, no. No.
I'd barely trust a woman to take the pill. It needs to be, I think it needs to be done in person.
Oh, really? Like a triple lock system.
Yeah, triple lock system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like if you're carrying a very heavy load of shopping, you want to double bag it.
All right.
Can I just say, these are not the kind of conversations that will be brought up in the podcast if I have my way.
Suddenly Justine's very professional.
You need to have bonus episodes behind
into
like a paywall
with all this
sort of the lewd stuff, you know what I mean? That the kids can't be around.
The real
unlike kind of 10 to 5 on a Thursday afternoon when there's no touristy, no children listening to the radio.
No,
so it's safe for us to talk about this type of
news talk famously popular with children.
So, is there a mechanic in the or do you do kind of listeners questions? Is that like what will drive it beyond shooting the proverbial?
Well, like there's things like, say, topical. Say, I went to Knobber Fair Day, which is the pinnacle of my existence every year, and it
Sorry,
was
what's
nice.
That?
Knobber Fair Day. It's
can't
a
believe
fair.
He hasn't heard of Knobber
what,
Fair Day.
This is why the podcast needs to exist. People need to know. Knobber Fair Day is a fair day in Knobber, County Meath, and it is honestly Ireland's answer to Disneyland, I would say.
Would it be like Coachella?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.
For farmers.
Yeah, exactly that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that you'd have a punching bag in, you know, in maybe in a smoking area in a club. Mm-hmm. They have a massive tractor wheel and knobber that you spin to see how many spins you can get.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, they're queuing up. Everyone is at it. They want to get the highest score. There's a tent filled with award-winning breads. It's incredible stuff every year. We don't know who's going to win. There's also a competition for the Queen of Knobber Fair. And I went for it last year. And
well,
I
how'd you go?
Look, I don't want to say it's who you know in these competitions. There's always a political
fix.
Political involvement. And it was the local undertaker who was the MC for the event. And he did a great job, Patrick Farley. But there was a point where you had to do a party piece. And three of the girls had already jived. And I was like, never ever drink and jive. I'm not doing it. So I decided I'm going to juggle. But I hadn't juggling balls on me. So I juggled car keys on the main street, the only street in Knobber. And that wasn't enough to win.
That's a bit suggestive.
What won it?
A girl jiving.
You should have gone with the jive.
I know, but there was three jivers. And I can't jive.
The Farrellys, they love jives.
Of course they do.
They just love jiving.
Was there any connection to the girl who won and the lad who picked her?
Be careful now. We don't want to get sued for defamation.
Allegedly.
There you go.
Well, now maybe you got this the podcast platform. I mean, that kind of catapults you into another stratosphere. You know, suddenly it'll be like, there's Justine, the podcaster.
I could be Grand Marshal at Knobber Fair Day, and that is all I can ever dream and aspire to.
You could be the person who reveals the weight of the bull in Guess the Weight of This Bull.
Oh my God. A girl can dream.
Don't tell me what a good time that is. Now we're getting...
So anyway, it's going to be every Friday. You've probably banked a few at this stage, have you?
We have. 4 or 5, I think. Yeah.
Because we're both... Summer holidays. I'm going to Edinburgh as well in August, and you're going away. Gallivanting.
I have a few things on, Gallivanting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's called The Lovely Show, and we're two lovely people, Kieran.
Two absolutely lovely people. And what about individually? What's happening? I know you were cat laughing at the weekend.
I was indeed.
Yeah. I'm going doing a play in Edinburgh. It's like a comedy for the full run. So we're going out in Edinburgh to August.
What's it called?
It is called The Last Incel. It's kind of a dark comedy about trolls. And
you should have let her just come up with the name. I mean, if Kevin was involved with it, he'd just call it A Lovely Play.
People might be surprised when they went to see it, but yeah. And then we'll be doing this and we'll figure out a way. We'll go and do it.
You'll figure out a way. Justine Stafford, Kevin McGarren, co-hosts of The Lovely Show from Headstuff Podcast. It is out as of tomorrow, Friday the 7th of June. Folks, best of luck with it.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.